We have a very interesting show this morning. We're talking live in studio with Dr. Musa from the Greater Lansing Islamic Center. And also on the other end of our line, we're talking with James Turpening from Operation Freedom's Tree. We're talking about the Quran and what it means. And I went on the internet and looked up what we were talking about. And James, in chapter 2, verse 177, I want to hear your quote again.
2:177, Tony?
Yes. Isn't that what you said? Excuse me, 52?
Out of the hottest.
Okay.
52:177.
All right. All right. And read what you have.
It says, the hour will not be established until you fight with the Jews, and a stone behind which a Jew will be hiding will say, O Muslim, there is a Jew hiding behind me, so kill him.
That is absolutely not a verse from the Quran. If you have a copy there, just bring it and read it to me. That does not exist in the Quran. So that's a misquotation.
Okay, go to 285.
Will you just bring that verse first from the Quran and read it to me?
Okay, let's go to chapter 3, verse 56. Let's see if we can find common ground on fighting that. Repeat what you saw from that. James.
What's that?
Chapter 3, verse 56.
Yep.
Go ahead and read what you have.
In 356, it says, and those who reject faith, I will punish them with terrible agony in this world and the hereafter, nor will they have anyone to help them.
And if you read further, as for those disbelievers, I shall chastise them with heavy chastisement in this world and after. Now, I read on through that, moving on down, as to those who disbelieve, I will punish them with severe torment in this world and afterwards. But, I you know, where does that say terrorist acts?
Well, it doesn't say terrorist acts, Tony.
Oh, that's exactly what I'm saying. People keep... how many times did you read the Quran, or just you reading some websites and referring to those?
I've read it several times.
Okay, no, bottom line, James, what we want to find out is where in the Quran does it tell people to, especially Muslims who are true believers, to kill anyone who's a non-believer?
Well, it says it in there several places, Tony. I mean,
just read it.
Well, it didn't say to kill, James. It said they will be punished, but it didn't say people go out and kill Christians. That's what I'm looking for.
Go to 250. Now, let's see, what is it?
We've got a caller. Brittany, where's he from? James from Livonia? Mike from Livonia. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Tony, always enjoy your show, and I'm driving through Lansing from Livonia.
Thanks so much.
We're to the west side. Hey, I want to tell you with your guest, when it comes to, in regards to the Quran and interpretations, I don't care if you're watching a national cable show or if you're listening to national radio shows or a show such yourself as local, the person that's talking about the Quran from the Muslim community always says that we are misinterpreting. It is such a common response to everything. They never condemn. It's always a misinterpretation. And myself, as a tolerant Christian, I'm tired of this misinterpretation always being put out there as the excuse for what is coming out of the Muslim community in regards to their tolerance of Christians and Jews. I can't go into Saudi Arabia and wear a cross and get off the plane with a Bible. Okay? So, you know, we have troops in Iraq that you couldn't ship Bibles to them for Bible studies, and they were saying, well, it's misinterpretations of the Quran. It is not a tolerant religion as practiced by the extremists. And just like Christianity had to go through a purge, until Islam goes through a purge and the good Muslims purge themselves to the bad ones, there's going to be conflict.
Well, that's an awesome comment, and that leads me to my next question, Dr. Musa. A lot of people feel that Muslims, perhaps like yourself, don't condemn these radicals and don't condemn them and chastise them and shun them at every opportunity. How would you respond to that?
Thank you for the comment, actually. All the time when there is something wrong is there, we clearly, and we have a press release, and we just denounce it to the severest level. I mean, we never, wrong is wrong, whether it is done by a Muslim or a non-Muslim or whosoever. Tolerance, I mean, like I said earlier, I don't know if you heard this, Christians and Jews have lived among Muslims in the Muslim countries for over 1400 years, keeping their places of worship, protected there, participating in all daily life activities without any harm.
Do you condemn radical Muslims?
I condemn any extremism, whether a Muslim or non-Muslims. We need to live together, and we need to have a message of
tolerance. Do you say that and feel that way in every form? And do you do
exactly.
that when you're around just your own friends and family?
Exactly. And that's the message we teach. We have the Islamic Center here open almost, I would say, 16 hours a day. And we invite people to come and just see for themselves, because most people who drive by don't know what's going on inside, and when they come in, they say, "Well, I did not expect it to be that way." And we invite you, sir, to come and visit us in East Lansing Islamic Center.
All right, we have to get to break. We're talking with Dr. Mahmoud Musa from the Greater Lansing Islamic Center, James Turpening from Operation Freedom Street. They're here with us.